This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This past weekend was the World Congress of Families, which was held in Utah. It is a conference noted for its extremist views. It is extremely anti-gay. It's very anti-abortion. It is also anti-contraception, and they only believe in natural family planning only. And by planning, they mean you better plan to have a whole bunch of kids. That for a conference known for its extremism, it was kind of remarkable that there was one speaker who went a bit too far. That speaker is the father of Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. Rafael Cruz is a pastor, a person who strongly believes in having a theocratic form of government here in the United States. So what Rafael Cruz said in a speech during the conference was this. I think that's the next thing that they're going to push, to try to legalize pedophiles. Pedophilia, you have all these laws to forget about. We have laws on the books about statutory rape. You have to basically throw away the statutory rape laws to legalize pedophilia. We're not going to throw away the statutory rape laws, even though there's real problems with them in cases of people who are fairly close in age and one happens to be under the age of consent. And, you know, we have the wildly varying age of consent laws in this country, so it's kind of a mess. But we're not going to just throw all those out to legalize pedophilia because we're not going to legalize pedophilia. And no gay organization is crusading to have pedophilia legalized. After his speech, the executive director for the World Congress for Families made it a point, in a conversation to BuzzFeed, that Rafael Cruz's remarks do not represent their organization. Another one of the speakers, and he was more in line, I think, with the World Congress of Families, was Mark Tooley. He's from the Institute on Religion and Democracy. He said in a speech, indeed, all of the punitive aspects of the civil state, which are central to God's vocation for government, have become unfashionable, or at least uninteresting, to much of Christian political witness in America today, except for possibly punishing perpetrators of discrimination against same-sex couples. Yet historic Christian teaching says that the state has a divinely ordained, ongoing, permanent duty to uphold marriage, family, and to protect all human life, irrespective of fashion and fad. So like Rafael Cruz, he believes that government is simply another branch of his personal religion. But perhaps the weirdest thing about the entire conference are the nations that they seem to now revere. Now, in Africa, a lot of Christian organizations and churches have looked at Africa as a very, very poor region of the world that needs a lot of help. But to the World Congress of Families, the African continent is a place of hope and leadership because they are, so many of these African countries are so profoundly anti-gay, and places like Uganda are enacting these very, very harsh anti-gay laws. They see these anti-gay countries as heroic, and that is why they decided to name Teresa Okafor as Woman of the Year. She is from Nigeria, and she serves as their own regional director in Africa. She is a strong defender of Uganda's infamous Anti-Homosexuality Act, and she is a big cheerleader for the laws in her own country of Nigeria that discriminate against gay people, and much worse. She was cheered by the crowd at the conference when she said that in most African countries, doctors and nurses would go to jail for performing an abortion. She said this, "We in Africa see the family, as well as marriage, as something divine and ordained towards life and love, and so we're very protective over anything that seeks to undermine the family, religion, and culture." And of course, by this, she means enforcing her religious views about these issues onto everyone else. So, they're in love with some of the most repressive regimes in Africa, and they're also in love with another regime, Russia. And it was quite a love fest for the leader of Russia right now, Putin. Alan Carlson is the founder of the World Congress for Families and a big cheerleader for President Vladimir Putin. You might think that Putin has offered a number of reasons to be rather concerned about Russian leadership. But Carlson believes there's another reason. He says, "And one of the reasons the Obama administration is so hostile to Russia today, I'm quite sure, it's not just the Crimea, it's the fact that Russia has become a proponent, at least at the official level, of pro-family sentiments." And by pro-family, he means only the very narrow definition that he believes in. Because Russia is notorious for trying to crack down on its LGBT citizens. They oppose any kind of protections for LGBT people, and they are strongly against reproductive rights. I remember when the religious conservative organizations hated Russia. Now, they love Russia. Some leaders have even suggested that someday you may have to abandon America because it's going down the tubes, and maybe they'll just have to move to Russia. The World Congress of Families is also very supportive of Russia's efforts to censor speech. They strongly support the Russian law that makes it a crime to talk about same-sex sexual relationships at all, at least in a positive way. You can certainly criticize them. The World Congress of Families spokesman Larry Jacobs has thought this is a great idea. You know, overall, Putin is still pretty anti-democratic, but it's really a strange thing. We're seeing the same thing with Franklin Graham. Now, his father, Billy Graham, was known for really, really, really hating Russia. Now, Franklin Graham, his son, travels to Russia and talks about how great their gay propaganda law is. And he went to Russia, he praised Putin, and trashed the United States. Wasn't that long ago that for conservatives that kind of behavior would lead to mass condemnation, cries of anti-Americanism, and pleading that anyone who says stuff like that shouldn't even be allowed back in the United States. Graham called for prayers for the president of Russia, but not for the president of the United States. And he falsely claimed that President Obama promotes atheism. Now, going all the way back to Billy Graham, he was a self-promoting huckster who, according to the Nixon tapes that were released, seemed to be pretty anti-Semitic. And now we have Franklin Graham, who seems to be anti-gay to an extreme level. Things have changed quite a bit, but one thing hasn't changed. Pastors in the Graham family tend to be douchebags.